camera time. Go with the
flow. Coming to you live from the steps of Williamsville South High School. I'll tell you why in a minute. It's Dominic Cortez, and Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now.
Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Dominic Cortez with you, a special show today as we break from format and we celebrate with my classmates from 1974, our 50th high school reunion. Yes, this is the day, and I want to start the show by thanking Lisa Polizzi for putting this together. She's also a Williamsville South graduate, a little bit younger than us, but still, I told her about it, and she goes, well, let's do it. Let's broadcast from the steps, and here we are. And with me today, I have a lot of my classmates who, they were out drinking last night, I heard. I wasn't there because I had to go to soccer games, but anyway, we're going to be speaking with some of them, and we're going to be kind of charting what's happened over the last 50 years, kind of almost a testimony of the complexion of what's happened in Western New York as well, as we go back to 1974. And things were kind of, I think, I wouldn't say bleak in our community, but they weren't as prosperous economically as they are today, especially on the job front. So let's start the show with the president of our class, Steve Papps. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Dominic. Thank you so much for having your show from the steps of Williamsville South, and also for inviting your classmates
of course
to talk to you and your audience.
What a great opportunity for us to kind of wave the flag over these last 50 years. You know, as I said, I remember when we graduated, Steve. First of all, how many kids were in our class?
A little over 310 were in our class. So class-wise, fairly small by today's standards in some of the mega high schools.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it enabled us to have a very close-knit
sure.
senior class society, if you will. And that stood the test of time. Here we are 50 years later.
And to that point, and it's, I think, important for us to point out that we have successfully maintained a cycle of meeting and having reunions every 5 years since graduation.
Every 5 years has contributed greatly to the closeness of the group and staying in contact with them. But mm-hmm. the advent of the internet age has made it so much easier to reach out to our classmates, make contact with them, and keep a great deal of social intimacy with them, so that the results of which, here we are 50 years later, we have 134 of our classmates coming into town from all over the world.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
To participate.
So we want to get a lot of them on the time that we have, but I do want to spend a minute with you, Steve, talking about the exodus from Western New York post-high school. I know as I was thinking back to that time and then college that immediately followed, I went to Canisius College. And I don't think anybody else from our class went to Canisius, not that I know of. And in addition to that, how many went to college out of town and then never came back to Western New York?
Exactly. And I think when you look at the demographics of our class alone and see that we have people coming back for this reunion that live in Australia, Tasmania, Switzerland, all over North America have come back into town. And my family is a good illustration of which. My dad returned from World War II and went to work at the Westinghouse plant
mm-hmm.
and spent his entire life working in that plant until the day it closed.
Yeah.
And at one time there were 15,000 to 20,000 people working in that facility.
Amazing.
And you have to ask yourself, where did they all go?
Right.
Where did their families go? And I think that contributes to the what I would refer to as a Western New York diaspora, where anywhere you go in the United States, you're going to meet somebody.
How about anybody in the
Buffalo.
World?
Exactly.
So, Steve, you are officially retired.
Yes.
And you retired from?
I worked for a local business that was acquired by a multinational. Mm-hmm. The local company is called Watson Bowman Acme. And at the time of my exit, the parent company, the multinational, was BASF, which is a global chemical company, mm-hmm. out of Germany. And I retired pandemic year at the end of 2012, which was an or 2020, which was an interesting time in that, as you know, the global economy was locked down, and I had a sales organization that had to learn how to sell remotely to customers, and I would spend
a new dynamic.
Yeah, I would spend 10 to 12 hours a day on Zoom meetings, yeah. with my sales team,
yeah.
with customers.
Hope those days never come back.
Moving.
Yep.
Exactly.
Well, we're going to be speaking with some of our other classmates this Saturday morning here on Hammer Time Radio. A little bit departure of our normal format, but I hope you bear with it, and I hope you have some fun listening to these stories because they're really kind of interesting. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. And before you pick up the hammer and before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. 803-0930. If you'd like to chime in, we'd like to hear from you, too. If you have a comment for any of our classmates here from the class of 1974. This is Hammer Time Radio on WBEN.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
I have a great relationship with Lakeshore Savings Bank. Well, it's because they put people first. Each week, you hear me talk with one of the branch managers, and they get to discuss how much they care about building those relationships with their customers. With me today, I have Leo Rollo from the Snyder branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank.
Thanks, Dominic. We both know that many of your listeners are thinking about sprucing up their homes right now. If you're thinking about adding to your house, remodeling your kitchen, or fixing a leaky roof, or any other home improvement project you can dream up, Lakeshore Savings Bank can help you finance it with a home equity line of credit. Are you looking to consolidate debt? Are you anticipating upcoming college expenses? A home equity line of credit offers a lower interest rate than most credit cards or personal loans. Plus, it offers you the flexibility to borrow what you need when you need it. We're open until noon today. Give us a call and we can walk you through everything. 716-898-2101. Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first since 1891.
Do you know that talcum powder causes mesothelioma? Talcum powder is commonly used in baby powder and adult body and cosmetic powders. If you use talcum powder, you may have inhaled toxic asbestos fibers, which may cause mesothelioma. Manufacturers knew that talc products were contaminated with asbestos, and they failed to warn you. If you use talcum powder and have been diagnosed with mesothelioma, Lipsitz, Pontario, and Comerford can help you. Our team of attorneys has over 100 years of experience. We've helped thousands of mesothelioma victims. If you've been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call Lipsitz, Pontario, and Comerford at 716-600-MESO for a free consultation. That's 716-600-6376, or visit our website at lipsitzpontario.com. 424 Main Street, Buffalo, New York. Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
Hey, Dominic here. When it comes to big jobs like fixing your roof, I can't stress enough the importance of picking a reputable company that's known for its excellent work. So, whenever someone says to me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on your job. Get an on-the-spot free written estimate and project drawing for your roof replacement by calling 716-343-ROOF or go to avaroofing.com. Ava also offers you 0% financing. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Family, holidays, hot dogs, and corn on the cob. Summer in Western New York seems to offer a never-ending litany of delights. It's what we look forward to every year. And this month at Wester Lincoln, we would like to add to your list with a new Lincoln, like a new 2024 Lincoln Corsair, the all-new redesigned 2024 Lincoln Nautilus with a Lincoln digital experience, or maybe a new 2024 Lincoln Navigator. In fact, purchase a new 2024 Lincoln Navigator right now and receive 0% APR financing for 60 months. 0% APR financing for 60 months. On approved credit at 16.67 per thousand finance through Lincoln Automotive Financial Services. Not all buyers qualify. Must take delivery from current dealer stock by July 31st. See dealer for details. And as always, we delight in offering you Wester Lincoln's concierge service, where we bring any new Lincoln to you to test drive at your convenience. And then after purchase, pick up your vehicle and return it following any service appointments. If you're thinking Lincoln, think Wester Lincoln, the exclusive new Lincoln dealer in Western New York, right across Millersport Highway from Wester Ford in Amherst.
The Beach Boys, Endless Summer Gold. Saturday and Sunday, November 16th and 17th. OLG Stage at Falls View Casino. The music, the memories, the Beach Boys. Riding an endless summer wave into 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster. Don't miss the Beach Boys, Endless Summer Gold, live.
Hey, it's that time of year when the temperature changes and the time has come for you to call for your $99 health and safety checkup for your existing air conditioning system. Who are you going to call? TRS, Heating and Air Conditioning. And if it's time for replacement, TRS can offer you a high-efficiency Rheem central air conditioner with many financing options. Great news! TRS has an electrical division and can help you from a small light fixture to a whole house generator. Also available, the special Hammer Time discount on generator tune-ups. It's $125. That's right, and they mark their calendar so you don't have to mark yours. TRS, powering tomorrow, comforting today. TRS, your one-stop solution for HVAC and electrical excellence, online at TRSheatingandairconditioning.com.
Hammer time. Go with the flow. It is
10:18 is Hammer Time. Hey, it's Dominic, and how are you? This is a special day for me and my friends from the class of 1974 as we celebrate our 50th high school reunion, and we're on the steps of Williamsville South High School. Can I get a big cheer from all the classmates here? Let's hear from everybody. There they are. They're all here, and we're congregating for a picture at 11 a.m., and we're trying to get as many of them on the air as we can. Next is my good buddy, Louis LaDuca. Louis, thanks for joining us.
Damn, it's a pleasure.
Yeah. Now, Louis is like me. He stayed right here in Western New York.
Correct.
And, you know, at 67, 68 years old, you're still working, too.
I am. I'm working part-time. I work for a local plumbing and heating supply company, Schaefer Supply.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been with them for, 21 years, but I've been in business probably 50 years.
Yeah, so it's an established company.
Yes.
So let me ask you this, Louis. What'd you say when you look back on the last 50 years? And I'm going to ask a lot of you guys the same question. What would you say is your best legacy of your of the last 50 years of your life?
Yeah, but it's a tough one.
Yeah. Everybody think about that as an answer to for an answer to that question when you come on the air.
I might have to think about that a little bit. I'm not sure how to answer that.
Maybe something to do with your family and your legacy with your family?
Yeah, I guess so. My legacy with my family would be that I am very proud to say that I have 10 grandchildren.
There you go.
And they're all doing well. None of them got into the plumbing supply business, but no, thank God. But yeah, they're all actually, ironically, three of my four kids live out of town. You're talking about living here. Two went to Ohio, and one lives in Iowa.
Yeah.
And one's in Buffalo.
Yeah.
So I feel like the younger generation has moved out more than the older generation did.
So I would say, telling you what my best legacy is that all three of my children followed me in our family business, and they're all basically running it today.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that to me, that says a lot about, you know, their commitment to our family and to our business.
And staying here.
There you go. So you stayed here. I stayed here. A lot of these people that are with us did not, and we're going to learn more about that. But, Louis, thanks for...
And let me say one more thing. We do have two classmates that have come back from Switzerland.
Go ahead.
And
go ahead,
Tasmania.
Louis. Yeah, we got to give them on. Yes. Are they here?
They are not here.
Okay. Well, hopefully if we have time before the show ends, we'll get them on as well.
Perfect. Thanks, Tom.
All right. All right. Next, we're going to have Jay Bianchi join us here. Jay, come on up. Jay and I kept very close touch over the last 50 years. In fact, Jay was the best man in my wedding, and I was in his wedding, and here we are 50 years after high school, Jay. It's hard to believe. Now, you... stayed in Western New York. Well, you were in college in Fredonia, but then you hightailed it out of town too, and now you call New York City home.
Right. We're in Brooklyn, New York, Williamsburg.
And you have had in your blood music for your whole life.
But let's not.
You have to speak on radio, Jay.
Let's not forget they're still talking about that famous concert we did.
Yes.
String bass and accordion.
Yeah, of course. Let's not talk about that, okay? So, Jay, your best legacy for over the last 50 years.
Well, I guess I would have to say my son, Aiden.
Absolutely.
And like you, he's following in the family
exactly.
business.
Exactly.
He's now. We didn't know when he was growing up, and now he's hardcore into music.
Yeah. So you, of the last several years, you've been in New York, and you've been kind of involved in music education, but you've been in performing a lot as well.
Right,
and,
a lot of performing.
And your wife, Debbie, as well.
Yeah.
Now, we also have to mention that there's a kind of a famous connection with Jay's wife in that her father wrote a book that became an international bestseller. Tell us about that.
Right. My wife's sister is Chaser, the border collie, mm-hmm. who went globally viral when Chaser expanded language learning among animals, non-humans, you know, way farther than anyone else had before.
That's awesome. And that,
and now she's written her own book.
The follow-up to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. How's the book doing?
It's doing really well.
That's great.
It's selling well.
Well, anything else you want to share with us, Jay?
Just that we've been friends since, what, sixth grade?
Sixth grade, yeah.
Yeah,
so that's,
grew up down the street from me.
Yeah, 1967 is when we moved to Williamsville. So, yes, it's an awesome, awesome long time span. Well, we're looking forward to the big party tonight at Giancarlo's. And as Steve said, we've got like almost 140 of our classmates coming. It's going to be a good time.
It's great. And everybody has a story.
Yeah.
It's so interesting.
That's right. All right. Next, we're going to have Al Scavell come on up. Al, come on up. And Al, have a seat. There you go. Put these on, Al. Okay. There you go. Thanks for joining us, Al. So tell us where you've been for the last 50 years.
Yeah. If you ask my wife, she'll say she doesn't remember because we've been so many places. I was in the restaurant business, or I just retired this year, and we moved. When you want a promotion in the restaurant business, you move. So we reside in New Albany, Indiana, which is right on the border of Kentucky.
So you left right after high school as well?
Yep.
Never
came back. Mm-hmm. Went to college in Michigan. Then we moved to Texas, and that's where I met my bride, Heidi. And we've been married 44 years this next month. And, yeah, it's been a whirlwind. The restaurant business is a whirlwind.
Yeah, I bet. So tell us your best legacy.
My legacy is, you know, a lot of people know when I was in school, I didn't make a lot of good decisions. And my legacy really was I accepted Jesus Christ when I was 27 years old.
And, well, that's a great testimony.
Life. Yeah. Changed my life. Yeah.
How so? How did it turn you around?
Really just... you know, just when I studied the Bible, God gave me wisdom through that.
Mm-hmm.
Not because of myself, but I just, I was a changed creature. I mean, the Bible talks about that. And I still make mistakes. Don't get me wrong. We still have bumps along the road.
Sure. But, that's human.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's really it.
Well, that's great. Well, thank you, Al, for stepping in. Next, we're going to go to Tom Wren. Tom, where are you? Okay, Al. Tom, are you nearby? Tom, come on up. This is live radio, Tom. You know, we can't just sit around waiting here. Put these on, Tommy. All right, Tom. So, Tom, how are you?
I'm outstanding, Dominic. Thank you.
Thanks
how are
for
you?
Coming on. And
pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Spending some time with us here. 50 years, right?
Indeed.
A long time.
Yes, it is.
What have you been up to?
Well, I left Western New York, Williamsville, in February of 1980. I moved to Colorado. Spent almost 41 years there, and I'm about to celebrate 4 years in North Carolina this mm-hmm. November.
Mm-hmm. And what did you do for a living?
I've done a lot of things. I've been in the hospitality, restaurant, catering industry, and then I finally settled in wealth management as a retirement income specialist.
Mm-hmm. And what would you say your legacy is?
Honestly, that's an easy one. Giving myself, you know, in my life to Jesus Christ, my Savior and Lord.
Wow.
And that's made such a unique and profound change in my relationship with just, you know, life and world.
Well, you know, that's great to hear that and to see that that people can have some kind of peace about themselves is kind of a great testimony unto itself as well.
Thank you. Yeah. And I agree with that. Yeah. Concur with that completely. So thanks. Yes.
Okay. So we're going to keep moving on here. We've got Cindy DelBellis. Cindy, come on up quick, Cindy. Everybody is a little slower, right? Because we're, 67, 60. Cindy, it's good to see you.
Oh, it's great to see you, too.
And, it's amazing, as I said to earlier with Steve, that the fact that we've been able to keep somewhat in touch over every five years is a great story. But also to be able to do this today is actually extra special. So tell us, Cindy, how has the last 50 years been for you?
Very exciting, challenging at times, but I moved away from Buffalo about 32 years ago
uh-huh.
to Phoenix, Arizona,
uh-huh.
With my two sons who are now adults and 43 and 41,
uh-huh.
And I have two beautiful granddaughters that they gave me too. So it's been good. Arizona is a lot different than here.
Yeah.
I really miss being here. It's just beautiful and. Just being in the green and the weather has just been amazing. So,
no family left in Western New York?
Yes, my oldest brother is here.
Mm-hmm.
He's in Clarence and his couple of his children. And I have cousins here still.
Okay, and what did you do for your career?
A dental assistant.
Okay,
yeah. So I kind of followed that from here because I went to Harkness Center.
Okay.
And did some dental, and then that's just kind of.
So did you go to Harkness through through the high school?
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yes.
You know, back then it was kind of had a bad connotation to go to Harkness. You know, when we were kids.
Yes.
And now it still has that connotation, but I'll tell you, I go to all the BOCES schools, and I talk about careers in construction, careers in carpentry, and a lot of those kids don't. You don't get it, that they really are in a great spot to be able to make good money as a carpenter.
Yeah. I think they need to have more of those vocational schools around for
That's right.
kids that aren't college material, you know?
So your legacy.
Oh, boy.
I gave you a warning that question was coming, Cindy.
I didn't think I was going to be hit up with that one.
Oh, well, you look radiant. Oh. How's that?
Thank you.
I appreciate you being here. All right, we're going to continue with dialogue and discussion with my classmates here this Saturday morning here on Hammer Time Radio. A little departure from our format as we celebrate our 50th high school reunion from Williamsville South. 803-0930 if you'd like to chime in. We're back with more after the news.
It's 10:30, 74 and sunny. Good morning. I'm Zach Penkew, News Radio 930 WBEN. 8 Days of Hope returns to Buffalo for its fifth annual outreach. Starting from today until next Saturday, over 1,500 volunteers and 50 organizations will be providing 100 families with free home repairs in the Ellicott District. The Town of Tonawanda Police Club's annual Thomas Deal Memorial Scholarship Picnic returns on August 1st from 2 to 9 at the Brighton Fire Hall. Proceeds from the picnic will be used to help Tonawanda students get to college. Pre-sale tickets are available right now at the Town of Tonawanda's police station for $35. Former President Trump today set to hold his first rally on the trail with his new running mate, J.D. Vance, in a critical battleground state. ABC's Jay O'Brien is in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
This is former President Trump's first time back on the campaign trail, his first rally since that assassin's bullet hit his ear exactly a week ago today. We're already seeing people starting to line up. Some people waiting to get in here since yesterday. This is Trump and his new VP pick, J.D. Vance's first time campaigning together as a ticket.
The WBEN Just Call Jed First Alert forecast for today, mostly sunny with a high of 81. Going into tonight, we got clear and moonlight with low 63. Tomorrow, partly sunny with stray showers in the afternoon and a high of 81. And looking forward at Monday, it's going to be times of cloud and sun with a high 85. Right now, 74. I'm Zach Penkew, News Radio 930, WBEN.
Well, how do you like this summer weather? When it's hot and sticky, your AC will feel great, right? Well, not always. Many people actually can get sick. Yeah, headaches, allergy symptoms with their air conditioning running. Is it the air conditioning that's making you sick? Well, no. It's most likely the ductwork that the air is traveling over that's leading to your sickness. The air traveling over dust mite, feces, dead skin cells, all of that collecting in your ductwork, the air traveling over it, and you breathing it in. Well, so what do you need to do? You need to call my friends at Indoor Air Professionals. They will, with the patented column duct cleaning system, blast all of the gunk off the sidewalls of your ductwork, and then with negative pressure, suck it out and leave you with the fresh scent of Canberra gel. You know, another great summertime tip is for you to get a high-capacity April Air dehumidifier for your basement. It can really change your world to keep moisture out of your basement. And how about a medical-grade air purifier? Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. Well, you covered the main three things that the interventions that we can do. You know, once again, if it's been more than 3 to 5 years, the thorough duct cleaning, you know, 95 to 99% removed versus 50% or less with the standard brushes and low volume air tools. And the April airs are flying off the shelf this time of year because people realize once they plug them in like you did that they're Chinese fire starter was lying to them. Remember that?
It Amen.
Was, yep. It was saying yep. that the April Air said 62% in your machine, the GE or a man or whatever it was saying about 52%. So,
That's
yeah,
right.
get it done right. And then, of course, the Healthway Medical Grade Air Purifiers, 1,200 square feet for the portable and cover the whole house by putting it on your furnace. The technology is 40 times more efficient than HEPA filters. Don't waste your money on a HEPA filtered air purifier.
683-3000 extension 303. That's the number you're going to call. Here it is, the Hammer Time Radio discount for my 50th high school reunion day.
Oh, congratulations. Crazy. You're going to look like one of the best ones there. I know that for sure. You're very youthful. Okay. So let me say this. So many people that called in last week said, I hear this all the time, I've been meaning to call in. Well, don't wait another day. I don't think next week we're going to do the 20% off on duct cleaning, okay? It'll still be a good amount, the dollar amount, but we just will go back to a different format with the dollars off.
And, okay.
Let's see. Then, so that's 20% off duct cleaning. Spoiler alert, maybe the last week for a while. And then $300 off the April Air high-capacity dehumidifier, $350 off the portable Healthway medical-grade air purifier, $500 off the Super V whole house air purifier. I think I got it all there. But call
all right.
today.
716-683-3000, extension 303. We'll put you right at Peter's desk. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier. With Indoor Air Professionals.
For every breath you take.
Hey there, Buffalo. It's your friends at Riverfront Auto Sales.
We know times are tough with those high interest rates, but at Riverfront Auto Sales, we're making it easier than ever to get you into your dream ride. from Riverfront Auto Sales.
For the whole month, we're covering your first three car payments up to $1,000.
And at Riverfront Auto Sales, we offer 100% credit approval, meaning nobody's left out, because everyone deserves a chance.
Whether you're cruising solo or rolling with the whole family, Riverfront has got the wheels you want and need.
And if we don't have the car you want, we'll find it. Come on down or call 886-1626 and learn how Riverfront Auto Sales could make those first three payments disappear.
You heard right. Riverfront Auto Sales, where your first three payments are on us.
Don't miss out, Buffalo. For the whole month, we're covering your first three car payments up to $1,000.
Remember, when it comes to your next car,
it's got to be Riverfront Auto Sales.
From Riverfront Auto Sales.
Curious about geothermal systems? Come to a free seminar by NOCO Geothermal Wednesday, July 24th at Walla Wines in East Aurora. You'll learn why geothermal systems are recognized as the most cost-effective and energy-efficient heating and cooling technology available to homes and businesses, and how it can eliminate your dependency on natural gas, propane, or home heating oil. This free seminar is on Wednesday, July 24th at 6 p.m. at Walla Wines in East Aurora. Food and refreshments will be provided. RSVP at NOCO.com.
Well, it's Dominic here for my friends at Gorilla Garage Gear. You know, the season is winding down, and it's time for you to take advantage of Gorilla Garage's biggest sale of the season. When you call now, folks, you'll get 15% off any Gorilla floor, Gorilla cabinet, or organizational system. And remember, with a Gorilla floor, you only get one that will protect you against moisture. They do not use polyurea. Polyurea allows for that quick dry, but it does not give you a 15-year warranty like Gorilla Garage Gear does. So give them a call. Tell them Dominic sent you. 716-715-6927. That's 716-715-6927. Make sure that you ask for the Hammer Time 15% off special, Gorilla Garage Gear. Go, go, Gorilla. Online at GorillaGarageGear.com. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Now's the time to get a great deal on select Kubota compact tractors. The Kubota L-Series is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. They're designed for easy operation and feature performance mesh detachments. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months, plus save up to $300. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Visit Niagara Implement on Lockport Alcott Road in Newfane or Transit Road in East Amherst.
If there's one thing that brings people and businesses together in Western New York, it's our sports teams, the Buffalo Bills and the Buffalo Sabres. Hey, it's Sal Capaccio. Don't miss your chance to be a part of Buffalo sports history. Engage with the passionate fans and community through advertising on WGR, the official voice of the Buffalo Bills and the Buffalo Sabres. I love being on the sidelines, but your business needs to be in the game. Seize this opportunity today. Contact us at BillsRadio at WGR550.com. Elevate your brand and be a part of the game.
We are proud, proud to serve our country, to serve our local communities, to wear the uniform, to be a soldier, to serve abroad when and where duty calls. We are ready to stand with our brothers and sisters to defend, to serve, to fight. We're always ready, we're always there. We are the New York Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard.
Hey, it's Dominic here for my friends at Lenco Supplies. It's the season for your new backyard deck, and Lenco is ready with the last deck you'll ever need to build. Fiberon composite decking combines the strength of real wood with the resilience of recycled plastic for a deck that will stand the test of time. Lenco Supplies, everything you need to make Fiberon decking fit your outdoor space. Come to any of our three Western New York locations for all the materials you need, or shop online anytime at Lenco.supplies. That's Lenco.supplies. Those in the know, go Lenco, and always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Stop. Hammer Time. Go with the flow. It is said if you can't.
1040 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic Cortez broadcasting from the steps of Williamsville South High School for the occasion of my 50th high school reunion, and I am surrounded by all of my classmates. Can I hear from everybody right now? Can everybody give us a big round of applause as we say hello to all of our classmates from the class of 1974. We have a photograph that's going to occur right at 11 a.m., right after our broadcast ends, so we're all congregating for that, and then a tour of the high school. And in the meantime, we're squeezing in as many hellos as we can from classmates that we grew up with here in Williamsville, and one of them is my good friend, Bruce Howlett. Good morning, Bruce.
Morning, Dom.
Good
Long
to see you,
no
buddy.
See.
Yeah. Now, Bruce's dad and my dad were kind of in parallel careers. They had construction companies, and you, unlike me, didn't go into the family business.
Well, I went to UB while I was working with my father, but times were a little tough when I got out of UB, and he had other mouths to feed at the house, so I followed Bill Ross and Don Frischone and a bunch of people to Boston because it was had opportunities. Mm-hmm. And it's worked out great.
Yeah.
Busy town.
So you had a career in construction there?
I went from residential into commercial, and big, heavy downtown commercial with towers and office buildings.
That's
both
awesome.
On 128 and on the seaport, and hospitals, museums, whatnot.
And you just retired recently.
Yes, retired about a week before COVID.
Yeah,
I was very fortunate.
Yeah. Well, what's your legacy have for the last 50 years been?
I'm going to have to say the fact that I got to participate in the huge reshaping of the Boston skyline.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Had a good time, good run, lots of complexities. And the firm I joined grew to be a powerhouse in the area.
That's great. Well, Bruce, thanks for saying hello. Next, we're going to see Cindy Kager. Cindy, come on over. Cindy, also, I think, here, put these on real quick. Hello, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
You look wonderful.
Well, thank you.
You know,
so do you.
Some people don't change, and you're one of them.
No, Dominic. Well, thank you very much, and you look awesome.
So well, thank you. So what's the last 50 years been like for you? I know you guys didn't live in town either.
No, once we graduated, we didn't go away to school, so we never had that on-campus experience. So we ended up going to Richmond, Virginia, and from Richmond, we went back to Buffalo, Buffalo to Miami, Miami to Fishkill,
wow.
Erie, Pennsylvania, and finally Raleigh, North Carolina.
So you married your high school sweetheart.
I did. It didn't last. But...
You're still friends, though.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Three children, three grandchildren.
Yeah, I see he's standing right behind us here, so we're gonna get his side of the story in a little bit.
Oh, okay.
So what's your legacy been for the last 50 years, Cindy?
I went to UB for nursing.
Mm-hmm.
I was supposed to be a phys ed teacher, health education teacher. But to do that, you had to either be a PE major... I'm not the PE type.
Yeah.
Or nursing. And once I graduated, I said, I really need to look into nursing. And I did, and I love it. 44 years later, I'm still a nurse.
You're still working.
I retired in December, but I do 2 days a month.
Good.
And I went back and went to anesthesia school, and I'm a nurse anesthetist.
Wow,
now.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. I think maybe there's something to be said about, you know, the word retired sounds so permanent and, you know, kind of fatal in a way. If you just kind of fade, that's what I call it, is fading. You know, just kind of like fade into the background slowly. Just stay active, but not, you know, as prominent, perhaps. You know
yes.
what I mean?
And it's a process.
Yeah.
January was awful for me.
Uh-huh.
To have worked 50 hours a week to nothing, and you're like... I feel guilty watching TV.
Too sudden. It's mm-hmm. too dramatic.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
All right, Cindy. Well, we're going to talk to Jeff in a little bit.
Okay.
But in the meantime, let's bring up Todd Morgan. Todd. Now, here's somebody that if you follow politics around the country, you're going to know this guy. what state are you running now?
I'm trying to manage Maryland. How's that?
So Todd went into government, and what town are you in?
I live in a town called Lexington Park, which is about 70 miles south of Washington, D.C.
Okay.
And I left Buffalo to go to college, grad school, ended up in very southern Maryland as a defense contractor. I was going to stay there for 3 years. And here it is, 40-some years later, I'm still in the same place.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, that's good, you know. So you got into local politics.
I got into local politics maybe 15 years ago. Actually, before that, I was doing lobbying for a local area defense industry at the federal and state level. And then I got bored with that, so I kept the job part-time and went to local politics and became a county commissioner. And then that I got term limited. And as
would you equate a county commissioner to a county legislator here?
Yeah, so basically equal to the Erie County legislature.
Right.
And then I got term limited, so I said, okay, Peter Pan, what are you going to do now? So I decided to run for state office, so now I'm a state legislator in Annapolis, which would be the equivalent to a state legislator here in Albany.
Like a state senator.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty it's fun. Cool. That's pretty cool.
Very different.
What do you think about, you know, the exodus of when we graduated from high school? We talked about this with Steve. You know, there was a time then, late, mid-70s, where there wasn't much of a future in Western
True.
New York.
Yeah, and I think that's the reason a lot of us left.
Yeah.
I know I left this for the job opportunity, but I mean, I moved to a very, very rural area when I went down there. And the problem here, you know, I think the exodus was the job opportunities weren't here, and everybody looked for something else to do. And when they went, they went away and didn't come back.
Yeah.
But it's great to come back every 5 years. I come back every 2 or 3 years and see everybody. We're having a great class reunion.
Yeah. Look at all frankly, look at all of our classmates.
I've been here, and I think I give the credit. Credit goes to Pabst and Helmick and Sherry.
Yes.
Who have held this class together for so long and so well.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of quite a testimony to have this many of us congregating, you know, for this special occasion. I feel honored to be able to do the show from here.
I think it's really cool you're able to do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate your
you're
saying a few words, Todd.
Appreciate
and,
that.
And congratulations on your career.
Thank you, and good luck on Hammer Time.
Thank you.
See ya.
10:47 is Hammer Time. Good morning from Dominic Ortiz. We're back with more from the steps of Williamsville South High School right after this. Hi, it's Dominic here, and I have a most effective way for you to fix concrete slabs without replacing them. Call A1 Concrete Leveling. Yep, A1 uses hydraulic pressure injection to raise your concrete without replacing it. There are no chemicals, you don't have to worry about color match, and you can use your concrete surface the very same day. And the best part is the cost. You'll save up to 70% compared to replacement. Isn't that amazing? I couldn't be happier with the work they did at my house. I sent them over to my son Phil's, and they did a great job for him as well. A1 Concrete Leveling. The phone number is 716-341-4550. 341-4550. Call them today. Get a free estimate. Learn more. A1ConcreteBuffalo.com. A1ConcreteBuffalo.com. A1 Concrete Leveling. We pump it up.
The Shaw Festival in Niagara-on-the-Lake presents the smash hit comedy, One Man, Two Governors. The Globe and Mail's theater critic calls it the flat-out funniest production of a farce I've ever seen, and says that after the show, I immediately made plans to see it again. Don't miss One Man, Two Governors at the Shaw. For tickets, go to shawfest.com.
More people every day are driving a new Toyota from Maguire Toyota of Grand Island. And it's no surprise. They've heard about our upfront lowest price guaranteed and our excellent reputation for outstanding service. Come see us. You'll enjoy the Maguire Toyota way of car shopping. You'll always get your best deal with no uncomfortable negotiations. Plus, you'll work from start to finish with one salaried product specialist. At Maguire Toyota, we'll help you find the perfect vehicle for you and your budget. And our selection has never
never been better, so it's a great time to test drive your favorite Toyota. From Camrys to Tundras to Highlanders and 4Runners, we've got what you're looking for less. Plus, Meguiar Toyota has an amazing selection of pre-owned vehicles for every budget with our 30-day pre-owned exchange policy. See us today and see how easy it is to drive a new Toyota from Meguiar Toyota of Grand Island at 1974 Alvin Road, or visit us online at MeguiarToyotaOfGrandIsland.com.
Gold prices have been at record highs, and now's a great time to sell your gold for extra cash. Take it to Tag Jewelry and Coin. Tag will pay you cash for your gold, silver, coins, and precious metals. And Tag Jewelers also buys diamonds at the highest and most competitive rates. For over 40 years, Tag Jewelers experts have provided their knowledge and expertise to give you the best value for your diamonds, broken jewelry, precious metals, and coins. Take it to Tag Jewelry and Coin, 936 Dick Road, just off 33. Remember, at Tag, you're it.
Summer is here, which means pool days, beach trips, and yeah, you guessed it, traffic jams. Oh yeah, and heat waves. Don't let summer catch you by surprise. Get the local news you need, no matter what you're up to, with the free Odyssey app. And never miss a beat with alerts on breaking stories sent directly to your phone. Listen today on the free Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Hey, it's Dominic here with essential information for people who need plumbing help now. You flush and the water starts rising, or the sump pump quits, or you find water where there shouldn't be. What do you do? Call Don at Plumbing Help Now. Don is a master plumber, and he has been so for over 35 years. His customer retention rate, folks, is a whopping 98%, and that tells you everything you need to know. So take my advice. Put Don's number in your phone under plumber so you have it when you need it, and here it is. 716-861-7337. That's 861-7337. Online at plumbinghelpnow.net.
Hammer time. Go with the phone. It is
10:52 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic Cortez and coming to you live from the steps of Williamsville South High School. A very special day for me and my friends as we celebrate 50 years from our graduation from Williamsville South, our 50th high school reunion. And we've been speaking with a lot of my classmates, and it's been a lot of fun doing that, learning where they've been over the last 50 years. And another one is a good buddy, Dave Kane. Now, David stayed here for his career. He was a teacher. Hey, David.
Hey, how you doing, Dom?
Good. Thanks for coming on. Tell us about your teaching career.
Well, I got a job right out of I went to SUNY Potsdam and got a teaching job at Star Point Senior High School, and I taught there for 33 years.
Wow.
And taught at the I was an adjunct at SUNY Fredonia for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then after I retired, my wife said, you know, I'm a nurse, I'm still working, but I can get a job anywhere.
Sure.
I just can't do this.
Everything's 20 minutes away in Buffalo, right?
Got a major problem right now. The center lane is blocked. It looks like it's going to be blocked for a while. We'll keep an eye on this one for you.
Alan Harris is the extra set of eyes you need in WBEN's The Barnes Firm Traffic Command.
We got a major backup right now. It's backing up about 3-4 exits on the expressway. I don't know how long it's going to take to
beat the slowdowns by getting notifications to your phone from Alan in WBEN's The Barnes Firm Traffic Command.
Taking a check of the bridges right now. Everything seems to be doing okay. No delays are being reported, so that's good news.
On air and on your phone when you need it. WBEN's The Barnes Firm Traffic Command. Injured? Call 1-800-8-MILLION.
This is WBEN brand manager Lisa Polizzi. The way we all consume media is changing all the time. Here at WBEN, we'll always be here for you at 9:30 on the AM dial. With most of us using smartphones, though, it's important to have the Odyssey app on your phone and favorite WBEN, so you can listen live or on demand to whatever you missed. Download the Odyssey app today. That's Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y, and favorite WBEN, and we'll do the rest. We're News Radio 930 WBEN, and we're always here when you need us the most.
If there's one thing that brings people and businesses together in Western New York, it's our sports teams, the Buffalo Bills and the Buffalo Sabres. Hey, it's Sal Capaccio. Don't miss your chance to be a part of Buffalo sports history. Engage with the passionate fans and community through advertising on WGR, the official voice of the Buffalo Bills and the Buffalo Sabres. I love being on the sidelines, but your business needs to be in the game. Seize this opportunity today. Contact us at BillsRadio at WGR550.com. Elevate your brand and be a part of the game.
WBEN presents your home improvement tip of the week with me, Dominic Cortez. Well, we spent the last couple weeks looking at simple home renovation projects that certainly add value to your home. Pressure washing, refinishing your deck, building a shed, decluttering your home, refreshing your paint. Now let's look at your gutters. This might not be the most fun or creative project, but it's an important one for preventative maintenance. Clogged gutters could lead to a disaster, overspilling, and actually possibly leaking the water into your basement. That is a serious issue. Decluttering your cleaning out your gutters, rather, is a simple thing. You just need to work safely off that ladder and make sure that you pick up all the debris and maybe give the gutters a little wash when you're all done. Now, when we're talking about cleaning up the exterior and cleaning up your gutters, how about sprucing up your landscaping, giving your yard some attention too? You're probably spending a lot of time outdoors, and you know that outdoor space is important as the indoor. It's an important thing to think about. So landscaping your front yard, your garden makes your home more aesthetically pleasing, gives it that curb appeal that we talk about. Adding plants or flowers up the walkway to your front door can give you instant curb appeal and liven up your front yard, and that'll have more value added to your home. When we talk about the summertime air conditioning season, you have to remember to think about cleaning or replacing your air conditioning filters. That's next on my list. Another not so fun but critical summer project, cleaning and replacing these filters. Don't worry, this is quick. It won't take a lot of time. Filters get dirty, especially if they haven't been changed in a while. So think about that. Now, if you have any issues outside with your siding, well, don't put that off anymore. Next on my list is repairing siding. Summer's a good time to evaluate your vinyl siding for holes or tears that compromise the barrier it provides to your home. There are tools available, by the way, to unzip vinyl siding. You can buy them at home centers. This is a way to unclip a piece and then snap a new piece back in. And hopefully we get a good color match. If not, you can actually take your siding to a paint store and have paint formulated to exactly match the degree of fade that you have in your siding, so you could get a white piece and paint it to match. Now, if you thought about getting a video doorbell, well, that's next on the list. Your home might need a new doorbell and simply works better, or maybe you really want to upgrade to that next generation video doorbell. That certainly is a great deterrent for porch pirates. Either way, summer is the time to do it. And if you're not tech-savvy, installation is pretty easy. Just follow the instructions. I think you'll find that not only does it add value, it certainly does give you some peace of mind. Last on the list, cleaning your windows. Yeah, often overlooked, windows improve your home's curb appeal and allow natural light to hit your rooms inside. Clean windows make the whole house feel cleaner. They also give you a better window to the world. But cleaning these windows can present a logistical challenge. How can you safely get to your exterior windows, especially if you have a two-story home? Well, safely working off a ladder is a good way to do it. But how about an extendable pole? That's another trick. Now, if you're not cool with working on ladders, maybe think about hiring somebody to do this if you feel unsafe.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3, HD3, Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.